Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. Well, what a fun event we had the other night.
Oh, it was a regular love fest. It was a Catholic Woodstock.
It was cool. Christ brings hope for Relevant Radio. It was packed house. It was really cool to meet, for me, Father Rocky, Father Simon, all these people I've heard about but never had the pleasure to see in person.
I hope nobody was too disappointed when they saw the faces behind the voice.
It was cool. It was a great event and a great way to honor Monsignor Callahan. And
oh, I love Monsignor Aloysius Callahan, the rector of the St. Paul Seminary. He received the Christ Brings Hope Award this year, and a tip of the hat to Monsignor Callahan. Well, we have coming up today on the Rediscover Hour an in-depth interview with inspiring Catholic speaker and author Jeff Cavins about local evangelization and adult faith formation efforts. Find out how you personally can make a commitment to find out more about the faith and grow closer to Christ coming up in today's Answering the Call segment.
And in no ordinary conversation, Archbishop Nienstedt talks with Father John Paul Erickson about the wonderful celebration of Pentecost and how we should mark this day.
Plus, we'll hear a local seminarian's hope-filled vocation story as 10 local men prepare for ordination to the priesthood May 25th.
But today we're going to start the show, as always, with Joe Towalski, editor of the Catholic Spirit. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Paul. I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
You sound chipper. Have you been out for your jog or something?
Well, you know, summer's finally here, so I'm in a better mood these days, I think.
The birds are chirping.
That's right.
And our maple trees right outside the studio here are at their peak. We have both leaves and blossoms.
It's just beautiful. Gorgeous
stuff. So what's in the Catholic Spirit?
Well, you know, this is an off week this week, but I had the great opportunity last weekend to attend a meeting of Rediscover Parish Leaders and Book Club Leaders.
That's right.
And evangelization, of course, is a core part of the Rediscover Initiative, and one of the parts of the meeting focused on the power of personal witness, the power of sharing with another person about how our relationship with Jesus and our faith have transformed our lives, and then, you know, opening up the possibility that it can transform for the better, you know, other people's lives as well.
That can be downright scary.
It can be scary, and that was something that was acknowledged there. You know, the presenter was Father Peter Laird, the Vicar General of the Archdiocese. And, you know, he started out by saying that our parishes are tremendous gifts, of course, but they are, as he said, fixed in the soil. And so maybe sometimes the people who most need to hear the good news are unlikely to go there first. So, you know, in those cases, a personal witness can really act as the bridge, you know, a place where evangelization can happen, where we can meet people where they're at and point them to Jesus. And helping people in this way to rediscover the possibility of what a relationship with Christ and the Church can mean for them is what the Rediscover, you know, initiative is all about, right? It's what the Church is about. It's what the new evangelization is about. And it's what the Archbishop called us to in his pastoral letter from last fall, I believe, therefore I spoke. So, you know, one of the points that the Archbishop made in that letter that Father Laird highlighted last weekend is that every member of the Church is called to be an evangelizer.
Just by virtue of baptism.
That's right. Not just priests, not just religious, not just bishops, not just popes, but you and
me. Our duty too, yeah.
And every other person in the pews on Sunday, we're all charged to go and proclaim the good news. It's our responsibility too. And you know,
but it can be awkward and uncomfortable sometimes.
It can be awkward, and I think it helps to get a little historical perspective, which he provided last weekend. You know, and this personal witness is something that the early Christians knew and did before there was anything resembling a catechism, or even before the scriptures were even written down. They evangelized by how they lived and how they articulated what they believed to other people. So we're called to do that. And as you said, and as Father Laird said, this idea of sharing what Jesus has done in my life and it's how it's brought joy into my life can make some Catholics a little uncomfortable.
It's very personal.
Yeah, it's personal, and it's maybe something we're not used to doing as much as some other Christians. So the second part of his talk was focused on giving some pointers for how to put together together and give a testimony. Now, have either one of you ever done anything like that, developed a personal testimony of your faith and given it to others?
No.
Not on a face-to-face basis. Yeah. I've typed it out and sent it to some people, but no.
Sure. And I've never
What did he say?
Well, you know, I never did it before, but I did it last weekend. So you might recall the Archbishop encouraged in his pastoral letter that we all develop this, like, 3-minute personal testimony.
Okay.
So we're prepared to share it when, you know, the right circumstances arise. So
right.
Father Laird gave everybody there a good outline to think through, and it paralleled the gospel story of Jesus healing the blind man. So he said, you start by asking yourself, what was my life like before my personal relationship with Jesus? Maybe you focus on an instance or a period of time when you lived your life for something else before you lived it for Jesus. That's the I was blind part.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then you focus on the encounter with Jesus. What led you to want, you know, Jesus to be a bigger part of your life? That's the Jesus healed me part. And then you focus on how your life changed after this. You know, this is the now I can see part, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can compile it that way, at which all the participants did, and you get a nice, you know, 3-minute or right around there testimony that we gave to each other. So everybody who had to do this took about 15, 20 minutes, and then when they got back had to give it to the person next to them. So
oh my.
It was, you know, it could be a little frightening because there's a lot of honesty involved
right.
as well. But you can see how effective that can be given the right circumstances. So
well, and it's great practice.
That's what I was going to say.
It's wonderful practice. So that was a lot of the first part of last weekend's meeting, at least a shortened version. And you can go to the Rediscover website to find a handout there on Father Laird's talk in the program support section. There's a nice handout that summarizes what his talk was about. And there was also a great panel discussion there and some highlights of what to expect with the Rediscover initiative over the next several months and into the next year. But one particular thing here that I'd like to mention is that we're about to launch the Rediscover Summer Share Project, where we're making these business-size cards available to people that feature on one side the Rediscover website and on the other side information on how to download the Rediscover app and access all the great features there.
So you can just pass those out to friends?
That's right. And summer, of course, is the time we Minnesotans can come out of hibernation finally.
Yeah, yep.
And enjoy being outside at family and neighborhood events, so things like block parties and graduation parties and weddings and reunions and weekends at the lake and all that. So the idea here is maybe put a couple of these cards in your person wallet and, you know, and hand them out to someone in a situation where it seems right to share the Rediscover resources that we have available. And ideally, it would be great if people would take 2 cards, maybe, and commit to giving them out over the course of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They can share more, but it'd be great if everyone would take 2 and share 2. That's kind of the slogan of the project. Take 2 and
share
2.
That works. Seems easy enough.
Yeah. So these cards, they're going to be available pretty soon in the Rediscover kiosks that are at parishes.
Okay.
So people should stay tuned and watch for those there and take at least 2 or maybe more. So.
The faith does not go on vacation.
That's right.
Got about a minute left. Tell us about the Argument of the Month Club.
Yeah. Folks may be familiar with that there's an argument club for men to
right.
tackle a variety of topics, church-related topics. One is starting up for women now. The first gathering is going to be on May 28th at St. Michael in Stillwater. This was put together by a committee from different parishes and kind of spearheaded by Deborah Savage over at St. Paul Seminary. And they're hoping to draw a couple hundred women. They plan to meet quarterly at different parishes in the area and you know, talk about a variety of topics, history, politics, religion. The real goal here is to help women understand and articulate church teaching better, much like the Argument Club for Men does. And I think this is a great thing. You know, like I said, hope they draw a lot of folks there. First meeting's May 28th. We'll have a story about it in next week's Catholic Spirit so people can get
okay.
more of the details.
Along
Perfect.
With profiles of the 10 men about
yes,
to be ordained.
That's right. I've been reading through all those now, and there's just some great, great stories.
Been talking
there.
To them, and
yeah.
it's great to meet or to at least get to speak to some of these men.
Some great evangelization stories there that should inspire people too, I think.
We'll look for it in next week's Catholic Spirit.
Yep.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep, have a great week.
Catch you next week. You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of the Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour, and you can find the Catholic Spirit online anytime at thecatholicspirit.com.
So coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll hear from Archbishop Neinstedt about the importance of Pentecost in today's No Ordinary Conversation.
Plus, an in-depth discussion with Jeff Cavins in today's Answering the Call. Find out about a one-of-a-kind local resource that gives Catholics the opportunity to dig in and study the faith. Learn how you can get involved. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Firestone makes tires, but make no mistake, we are a car company. From the first Indy race to this morning's grocery run, we've spent more than 100 years helping them run better, faster, stronger, longer. Because when you slap on a fresh set of Firestone tires, you don't just change your tires, you change your car. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Westside Tire in Corcoran has Firestone tires to fit your car or truck. Westside Tire, they'll take care of you.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th.
Have Westside Tire get you ready for summer driving on Firestone tires. Westside Tire, 763-420-2100.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. So here's something interesting I found in the news this week. It's Pentecost weekend for church movements in Rome. And the Vatican is expecting over 120,000 people to gather in Rome as part of the Year of Faith, these 150-plus ecclesial movements.
And I read that that's like 50,000 more than they were expecting.
Right. doubling what they're expecting, I think. And so ecclesial movements. Tell me what you know about this.
Well, ecclesial movements are officially the international associations of the faithful in the church, which have been granted official recognition. And each has an individual
mission
within the framework of the faith. They each have their own charism. Now, you want some examples?
Yes.
I downloaded a list of them. Here are a few that you might have heard of. The Bread of Life Community, Fraternity of Communion and Liberation, Holy Family Association, the International Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services. Those are just a few examples of ecclesial.
Okay.
Movements.
Well, the weekend sounds cool. They have a guided pilgrimage to St. Peter's Tomb and music in St. Peter's Square, a prayer by Pope Francis, testimonies. The group is able to ask Pope Francis questions and get some answers from him, and it concludes with a Pentecost Mass.
Great, great weekend for a lot of people in those church movements. We've been featuring local seminarians' vocation stories for a month now, leading up to the ordination to the priesthood on May 25th at the Cathedral of St. Paul.
Yeah, today we are joined by Deacon Lenny Andre, a transitional deacon who will be ordained a priest for this archdiocese on May 25th. Deacon Lenny, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are good. Tell us about yourself and your story here.
Well, from Evergrove Heights, I always say that I'm basically a sign of hope for anybody out there who has children who have left the faith.
Oh, good.
I left the faith for many years. I left in high school,
okay,
actually, and college, and I was actually brought back to the faith through a non-denominational Bible study after college. A friend invited me to the Bible study. So
I read that you actually left the faith quite a bit earlier.
Well, actually, I did.
School.
Yeah, I'm being very generous there.
You loved going to Mass as a kid, right?
No, God, I couldn't stand it, to be honest with you. Actually,
yeah.
I did for my grandparents when they came over to get
right,
me.
Right, I read that.
Well, there's a story you have in your paper about second grade on, and I had a priest one time who said that we call that going on sabbatical.
That's right. That's right, a long sabbatical.
So you went to the University of St. Thomas, but this was while you were away from the faith. What were you thinking?
Well, I went to St. Thomas, and then I actually transferred to Notre Dame, and I graduated from Notre Dame. I went to Mass at Notre Dame, but it's one of these things where I just went.
You were there,
and,
but not there?
There, but not there, exactly.
You made a bargain with God, I understand.
I did. That's very much. You get me to Notre Dame, Lord, we'll see if we can work things out, and I'll come back to the faith.
So you went to Mass just to please him, just because you said you
exactly.
would.
Exactly. I was, you know, I don't want to be a jerk, so I was like, okay. You know, I do need to come back to the faith, but I didn't promise I was going to bring my heart to church.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so then you go to this Bible study, and what happens there?
At the Bible study, a lot of Baptists, very Baptist, heavy oriented there. They actually talked to me about coming to the Baptist faith, that mm-hmm. route and so forth. And a good Catholic family had witnessed these changes in my life, and they were like, look, you're baptized and you're Catholic. You need the church, you need the sacraments. Here's some literature, Scott Hahn literature and so forth.
I was given that same book. I have not read it yet.
And it's great, you know, and I read about the sacraments, and I said, holy smokes, I've been missing out. So I got a hold of Archbishop Flynn, and I told him my story. And I'll never forget, he said, Len, great story. We're going to kill the fatted calf. You're coming home.
That's great.
I love that line.
He's a good man. I thank the world of him very
yeah.
much.
Yeah. So tell us about the call to the priesthood then.
You know, that's about 5 years of wrestling. I prayed for a wife, a good wife, to have good children and so forth. And the Lord was like, it's a good request, Len, but I have something a little bit deeper, a little bit different for you. And so I wrestled with him about maybe 3 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally said, okay, Lord, you are my happiness alone. If this is the will that you have for me, yes. I say yes to Jesus, and I'm willing to come and see. And once I entered the seminary, I'll be honest with you, I never looked back.
So you knew?
I knew. I knew. Entering the seminary, I said, this is probably going to work.
What do you most look forward to as a priest?
You know, to be honest with you, just the everyday, I say being a priest, I think, you know, I don't know, but there's things that are going to be on your plate every day that need to be there, celebrating Mass, hearing confessions, and so forth. But then there are things, obviously, that are going to come up that I can't anticipate that the Lord has for me. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then tell me, what's the best thing about being Catholic, especially today, in this day and age?
You know, I love the Eucharist, I love the sacraments, and I have a deep devotion to our Blessed Mother. So I think that's something that our Protestant brothers and sisters, I hope they can kind of come around to that and see her tenderness and her love for each one of us. It's a deep, deep love for our Blessed Mother.
I'm always interested in that moment that you knew
the
call.
Me too. Like, was it a specific moment that you decided, I'm going to go this different route and not give up all of these other things that I had thought about, a wife and kids, but get something greater in this route and that you were sure of that decision?
It is like one of these things where it started getting clearer and clearer.
No flash of lightning.
Yeah, no flash of lightning, but my family actually had the opportunity to go on a cruise with my family, and I was in the back of the cruise ship, actually, and I was looking at the stars, and my mom was there, and I was like, okay, this is the time to tell my mom. I was like, Mom, you know, I think that I'm called to be a priest, and she just looked at me and she said, Len, I knew this was coming.
Really? She could see it, huh?
Yeah, she could see it, and I kind of, just on the back of that cruise ship, I just remember saying, there's a lot of good here, food and entertainment and so forth, but yet it doesn't satisfy. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't satisfy my deep heart, you know, the deepness of my heart. So I said, okay, Lord, let's do this. I want to make the necessary steps when I get back, the vocation director and so forth.
That is so cool. So.
Well, we're just days away from your big day.
Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting real close.
But you still have to say, God willing.
God, we always say that. That's the
yep.
line we always say,
yep.
right?
Anyway. Well, thank you so much, Deacon Lenny Andre.
Yeah, no problem.
It's so wonderful to talk with you, and good luck to you. God bless you, and okay. thank you for saying yes.
Thank no you problem. Very much.
God bless.
You can find out more about the St. Paul Seminary and upcoming vocations events and the USCCB vocation resources at our show page. Just go to Rediscover Faith, rediscover-faith.org. Click on radio in the top navigation bar.
And make plans to attend that ordination to the priesthood on May 25th at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of St. Paul. Archbishop John Nienstedt will ordain Deacon Lenny and 9 other men to the priesthood. Please also consider attending as a family.
Time for today's invitation situation. Today we're providing an example of a non-threatening way to invite a Catholic friend who's searching for answers to explore the faith, much like that Catholic family that engaged Deacon Lenny.
And the added bonus of encouraging a Catholic friend to go deeper in the faith, you get to grow your friendship in the process. Bishop Pichet shares an example in today's invitation situation.
Hello, I'm Bishop Lee Pichet, Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. Our weekly invitation situation on the Rediscover Hour is all about sharing ideas and examples of how to call others into communion with Jesus through His church. Little seeds we plant to help someone along the path. This person could be a family member who has drifted away from the church, perhaps a neighbor who doesn't practice any religion but is seeking answers to life's big questions, or maybe a coworker who seems unhappy or in need of something beautiful and positive in his or her life. As Christians, we are called to invite others to a personal relationship with the living God, Jesus Christ. Our goal should never be instant conversion, but planting little seeds of loving and joyful invitation. When we do, the Holy Spirit takes those seeds and brings them to fruition. In today's invitation situation, we meet Lisa and Michelle, who have been friends ever since their now middle school-aged sons became friends in kindergarten. Lately, Lisa has been thinking about trying to understand the faith better. Today, as she and her friend meet for coffee, she decides to confide in Michelle, who she knows is also Catholic, even though they pretty much never talk about faith or religion. Let's listen in.
Okay, I know this is weird to say. I normally don't talk about my faith or religion much, but I just have so many questions about Catholic positions on things. You know I'm Catholic, and of course I go to Mass, but sometimes I don't understand why we do the things we do or take the positions we take.
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up. I went to a series of presentations at our parish a little while ago that really helped me get started in studying the faith. I know there are other opportunities coming up. Come with me. There are lots of great resources to find out more about the faith right here in our parish. I'll check with our Director of Faith Formation about what other opportunities are coming up here at the parish and in our area. Father, of course, would also be happy to help us.
Yeah, I don't know if I can take on that commitment right now. I'll be embarrassed by how little I know. And it sounds like a lot of class time.
Many other people are in the same boat. Maybe you're like me, I just wasn't taught these things. But we all have to start somewhere. And it's not necessarily a big time commitment away from the house. The formation sessions I attended met just a couple times a month, and they really helped point me in the right direction by suggesting some great Catholic books to read on my own. You and I have read and discussed far too many mystery books to count. And now we could attend a few talks and read some books that could really make a difference in our lives. I'll make time for this if you do.
All right, as long as we're in this together.
Having questions is part of being human, and so is the need for companionship and social interaction. So while we all need to come to understanding faith on our own through prayer and study, and most importantly, the grace of the sacraments, making a commitment to learn more about the faith with a friend or family member who is also seeking answers is a great plan. Join a faith discussion group at your parish. Check out adult catechesis offerings at your parish or at a neighboring parish. Making a commitment with a friend or spouse or other family member is a great way to remain steadfast in your personal pledge to learn more about the faith and have a relationship-building experience while you're at it. Sharing and discussing faith with others is one of the best ways to grow in faith. Thanks for listening to today's Invitation Situation.
You can hear Bishop Pache regularly here on the Rediscover Hour in the Invitation Situation. If you have some ideas for an Invitation Situation segment, we want to hear them.
We do. You can contact us through our show page at rediscover-faith.org. And remember to click on radio in the top navigation bar. Or email us directly at therediscoverhour@archspm.org. That's therediscoverhour@archspm.org.
And coming up today on the Rediscover Hour, an in-depth visit with best-selling Catholic author and speaker Jeff Cavins in today's Answering the Call segment.
Plus, Archbishop Nienstedt and Father John Paul Erickson talk about the meaning and importance of Pentecost in today's No Ordinary Conversation. Y'all stay tuned. It's all ahead on the Rediscover Hour.
Living the Gospel Life is heard Saturday mornings at 11:30 with host Brian Gibson and Callie Yonta.
Carol Tobias is the president of the National Right to Life Committee.
What would you say is the most important thing you want people to be aware of and perhaps suggest ways we can get involved?
Well, a lot of people were really disheartened by the election results. So what can we do? But when you look around at the states and the legislation that they are working on and passing, it's amazing to me that the pro-life movement is so resilient and so determined that even if it looks like we're overwhelmed at the time, that doesn't stop anyone.
Listen for a complete understanding of pro-life issues and current events. Brought to you in part by John Yonta and the commercial real estate experts at Cushman Wakefield Northmark. If your company is expanding, consolidating, or looking for a new location, John's team has over 60 years of experience in our area and can be reached at 952-212-6372.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. As you know, our show is dedicated to bringing the new evangelization to life here in our local church and in the lives of those we love. But in order to truly share the faith with others, we first need to know the faith. And we are so lucky in this archdiocese to have a faith-building resource that gives Catholics an in-depth two-year study of the faith in a supportive setting with small group discussion and lectures by great speakers.
The Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute just graduated its fourth class this past Tuesday. Jeff Cavins, director of the Catechetical Institute, joins us in this week's Answering the Call with information about all that the Institute offers and how you can get involved. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Good to be with both of you.
It's fun to have you.
It's good to be here.
Good to see you again. First of all, for those who've been living in a cave, you know, tell us what the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute is.
I will. The Catechetical Institute is a very, very exciting formation opportunity for people, a two-year program where we go through the entire catechism together through a two-year period. And there are four pillars to the catechism. And even the structure of the catechism is a teaching tool itself that introduces people into the faith in such a way that it's not just learning about the Catholic faith. It's going beyond learning. It's really forming your own life for the purpose of serving Christ in the archdiocese. And so we have four pillars. Each one is 12 weeks. 12 weeks in this.
This is radical discipleship we're talking about.
This is really radical discipleship. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And it's 12 weeks in the fall, 12 weeks in the spring, four Saturdays per year of getting that information from the head to the heart. And the real purpose of this is to conform your life to Jesus so that you can be a part of the new evangelization and go out there and make a difference in the world, in your family, and in your parish. And we are experiencing some really exciting success here. We really are.
What do you hear from people that have graduated? I mean, I've heard from people that they've finally got all the pieces of the puzzle fit together and they see this big picture in their lives. Even these people that have been Catholics forever, you know, for their whole lives, it's changed the way they live their lives. It's changed the way they raise their kids. It's changed their marriage. I mean, all of these things that are just amazing. Boom, my life is different.
It is. You know, what we're finding is that it's the gospel that is changing people's lives. As they encounter what the gospel reveals, they respond in a way that is very fruitful and life-changing. And it's really beautiful because the catechism is divided up into four pillars. And if you look at it, you've got the first pillar, which is the creed.
Mm-hmm.
And the creed is God's amazing story. It's his amazing story for us as to what his will is. What's our purpose in life? And that's what people are really searching for.
Right.
What is life all about? I only have a few years. I'd like to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the creed is God's amazing story. Now, the second pillar is the sacraments and liturgy. And that's how you get into God's amazing story. You get into his story through baptism. You live this story in the sacraments. And then the third pillar is life in Christ. And this is very exciting because a lot of people are wondering, what do I do with my life? You know, how do I live my life? And the third pillar, life in Christ, is your personal script. You are to live the life of Christ in your parish, in your home, in this great archdiocese. And then the fourth is prayer. So what our students are discovering is that when they encounter this fabulous book, the Catechism, they're really looking at a blueprint for living. And that's what people are searching for.
Are some people coming away from this kind of shocked and surprised. Wow, I didn't know there was that much to the faith.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, including teachers.
Yeah,
you know, all of us. None of us have arrived. None of us know everything.
Right.
You know, even as teachers, every week that we prepare, we're learning ourselves. And the faith is so deep, so comprehensive, that it's a lifetime of learning. And that's what we've committed ourselves to. Not a one-time conversion, but a lifetime of conversion. And humility is the foundation of this ongoing conversion. So as long as we walk in humility and we understand the great call in our lives and we engage Jesus Christ and his calling, we're going to see some great, great progress in this archdiocese among the laity.
Now, you've just graduated the fourth class.
We did.
Share some stories.
Well, this was the class of Blessed John Paul II.
That's right. You give a name to
every class. Every class has a name. That's right. We've graduated the class of St. Paul, the class of St. John Vianney. We've graduated St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. We've now Blessed John Paul II. And the class that's continuing on for their second year is the class of St. Kateri Tekawitha. And mm-hmm. this fall, we have a new class, the class of I won't tell you yet.
You don't have a name? Oh, you're not going to tell me the name.
Well, only when you ask.
Okay. What's the name?
St. Francis.
Okay, there we go.
It is St. Francis. But this was a great class. We had 150 graduates, full class, and they all graduated. And they received a beautiful certificate from Archbishop Neinstedt at the graduation.
Wonderful.
And it was just a glorious mass at the end. And the stories that we are hearing are fantastic. We have people that are teachers in Catholic schools, educators. We have stay-at-home moms. We have
do married couples. I've heard
yeah.
it's a great thing for you to do with your spouse or significant other to improve your relationship as well.
We do. We have couples that will go through it together.
Mm-hmm.
We had one really moving story. Butch Schmidbauer and Mary Pat, his wife, they signed up 2 years ago, and it really was a powerful thing in their life. And partway through the experience, unfortunately, we lost Butch. Mm. And it was very sudden.
Nice.
But he had a big impact on the class and his wife, Mary Pat. And she tells the story of how he signed up with her, and he loved the idea of this great big book, the Catechism.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a good man who wanted to go further with Christ. And what he learned, he passed on to all of his fishing buddies in the Twin Cities.
Oh, great.
And that's the kind of story we like. You know, yeah. that's what we hear from our students. It's not every student goes through and then goes on to Harvard, Yale, or Notre Dame. These people go back to their families, they go back to their churches, and they have an impact. In the case of Butch Schmidbauer, he went back to his fishing buddies and his family and his grandkids, and he shared the faith, something that was new to him. And he had such an impact that we started this year now the Butch Schmidbauer Fishers of Men Scholarship.
Oh, I love that.
Wonderful.
Every year we're going to give away two $500 scholarships in memory of Butch.
That's
the kind of impact our students are having.
So you don't have to be all set up to be a catechist or a teacher or going into formation for the diaconate or anything like that.
It's just regular people.
It's regular people.
Like we were saying earlier, this is something that we're called to by virtue of baptism.
It is. This is not a special step up for people or for elite people. This is simply an opportunity in the archdiocese for anybody that wants to go deeper in their faith, not to arrive, but to go out and do and to be the body of Christ.
To act and mm-hmm. lead by authenticity and show that you're a Catholic, not just say you are.
Right. You know, one of the things we're discovering is that some of our students are realizing that they might be even in a rut. And that rut,
that rut is that
sometimes we can mistake the studying of the faith for the faith.
Sure.
That is our faith. Our faith is studying the faith. And they're saying, I want to get beyond studying, and I'd like to go beyond being a fan of Jesus, which is an enthusiastic admirer, mm-hmm. which there's a lot of fans out there. They want to go from being a fan to a follower of Jesus. And if you look at that first evangelization 2,000 years ago, and if those disciples only went as far as being fans, we wouldn't have changed the world. It's only followers that that changed the world. And that's what some of our students are realizing is, you know what? I got to get out of this rut of being a fan. I want to be a follower. I want to be a disciple. I want to be a radical disciple of Jesus.
It's almost like what St. Teresa of Avila says about not getting addicted to the consolations of the faith. The study itself can be a consolation.
It can become a hobby.
Yeah.
Well, in order to spread the word, you have to know it too. So you have to know your stuff.
You have
to be educated and constantly learning and growing in order to evangelize and share with people what you're doing and how you're living your life.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more.
Now, when people come out of the Institute, they're undoubtedly going back to their parishes, all set to give a little more, whether or not they know it. What do you hear from the pastors of people who come back to the parishes?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the pastors that's very supportive is Father Sklizacek over at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton. Very supportive.
Yeah.
And he has close to, I think, 50 students now who have gone through the Institute.
Wow, so he really talks it up over there.
Oh, he owns big stock in this place. Yeah.
And so do his parishioners, I guess, that have gone through or spreading the word.
They do. And he made the joke the other day that he said, you know, with all these graduates of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, you would think my life would be a lot easier.
Right. He'd have like 50 assistants.
He said, no, it's more complicated. It's busier. Why? Because these people want to do something.
And they're asking him questions.
Yes.
What can we do? How can we do this? Yeah.
How can we get involved? And so Father Sklizacek actually has some really good ideas on how you can get, you can take your education, your formation, and bring it back to your parish. And he sees people involved at the formation board. They're RCIA sponsors. They're CCD teachers. All kinds of different ways that you can exercise what you have learned.
Now, is this institute, is it unique in the country? I mean, is it different from anywhere else?
It is. It is different. We don't hear about this much around the country at all, but when I have the privilege of traveling a lot and speaking around the country, and people are hearing about it. And bishops are talking to me and they're wanting to know more information about it because they're hearing of the fruit of it. I think, Corey, that it's also, I think it's unique in that the seminarians study with us. The first and second year pre-theology.
Okay.
That's cool.
They study with us and they're in the small groups. They get to know the people. So get this. Our people in the Institute are studying with perhaps their future priest,
right?
Mm-hmm. They're getting to know
those men that are transforming their own lives,
right? And I think it's good for the seminarians, too. They're really seeing the heart and the salt of the archdiocese when they meet these people.
You have some amazing instructors in the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute.
Some of them were
and
speakers,
aren't you proud of me how well I have said catechetical repeatedly today?
That's actually one of the tests before you graduate. You have to say it ten times without messing up once. Right. You have to be able to pronounce catechetical.
So these instructors, tell us about them.
We do. We have the great privilege of drawing from some of the same instructors that the seminarians get to enjoy. For example, Father Cousins is one of our teachers.
Oh, yes.
He was one of our speakers for the speaker series. Great.
That's right. Father John Clockman is really a good teacher. Father Duffner, Father Tom Duffner, is very, very good. And then we have Father Hoffman, Father Markavich's, all kinds of really good priests. But then we have some deacons, too, like Deacon Joe Mahalik.
He spoke, too, for us.
Yeah. That's right. He did. He did.
He's great.
Deacon Dan Gannon. is a really good teacher. Then we also draw from the academic community in the Twin Cities, both at the university level and at the high school level, with people like Dr. Todd Flanders. He's really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. He's the headmaster at Providence.
Mm-hmm.
Along with him is Dr. Arthur Hippler, Dr. Bill Stevenson, Dr. Jeff McLeod, really good people.
Then you also draw from outside of the Twin Cities area. Have some amazing speakers, don't
we? We do. Well, Deacon Dan Gannon is over in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And starting this year, when we are going to be bringing in some speakers from the outside and providing some extra ongoing education opportunities for our graduates.
We have over
500 graduates.
Wow.
So we're going to be providing some 3-4 week seminars on going deeper, getting involved in your parish, deeper transformation, what's your next step, things like that.
That's great, so they can continue to to learn.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how we can find out some more about the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute and find out what's involved, what kind of commitment a person needs to make. Sure. Is there an open house coming up?
Well, the deadline for the fall class is coming up June 1st.
Very quickly,
it's very
yeah.
quick. Mm-hmm. We have to do that because we have a lot of processing that takes place over the summer. But we also have sold out the last two classes.
Oh, my.
And we do have positions open right now for the class of St. Francis this fall, which will be, by the way, in Coon Rapids at Epiphany.
And it's just one night a week, right?
It's one night a week.
Plus
it's Monday nights.
Yeah.
For 12 weeks in the fall and 12 weeks in the spring. And in the fall, there will be two Saturday mornings of formation, and then two in the spring. And so what it involves is it involves a commitment to read. There's a workbook every week. You'll be reading a portion of the catechism. You'll be working through some questions. Some of them are subjective questions, others objective. And then you will come together on Monday nights from 7 to 9. And at 7 o'clock, you'll be meeting with a small group. You really get to know these people, and they become friends for life.
Right.
You meet with them. You discuss your findings, and you encourage each other. And then there is a lecture that night starting at about 10 minutes to 8. It's about a 80-minute lecture. And then you get to go home. But it's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fee involved. We pay our teachers. It's a regular institute.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Saturday sessions.
Okay.
So it is a commitment, but you know what? It's like searching for pearls. You know, we're going diving here. We're doing some work, and anybody can do it. Some people will think, you know, I don't know if I could do that. I haven't been in school for a while. every single module, there's four of them. They'll do a two-page paper for each module, which is a reflective paper. It's for you.
Yeah.
It's for you to discover, what have I learned? What can I apply in my own life? It's not a test. We're not seeing how academic you are. We want to know, did you get it? Mm-hmm. Are you going to put it into practice? So that's really what's involved. And people can get the information a couple of ways. One is they can go to our website and they can download the application, if you're thinking about this, I would recommend you do it right away.
What's the website?
CIStudent.com.
Okay.
CIStudent.com. That's the letter C, iStudent.com. Or you can call this number. I'll give it to you and grab a pen and a piece of paper and write this down. The phone number is 651-962-5028. That's 651-962-5028.
We're going to have a link, too, on the Rediscover show page. Go to rediscover-faith.org. Click on radio at the top of the page, and we'll have a link to all that information. Our guest is Jeff Cavins, and the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute is really only just one part of your busy life. You are also going to be emceeing a beautiful event this October called the Rediscover Catholic Celebration at the St. Paul River Center. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're excited to have you. I know that.
Well, it is going to be an exciting event where we're bringing together the faithful from all over the Archdiocese for, I think, information, celebration.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Big-time speakers coming.
You have Father Barron.
Father Barron, George Weigel, Matthew Kelly, Bishop Daniel Flores, and many others. And it's open. Registration is open. We'll give you some more information on that in a bit, but you can also find it online. But it's going to be cool to have you there, and it's a day for everybody.
It is, and I would suggest that people put that on their calendar right now, because what happens typically is you get closer to the date and they go, it sells out. Yeah, I forgot that we're doing this or we're doing that.
Yeah.
You know, they should put it on the calendar.
Well, and it's limited occupancy. So, I mean, only a certain amount of people can fit in River Center. So you guys go ahead and register. Get on it.
Going to be a beautiful celebration, though. You were at the Eucharistic Congress, and that was how many years ago?
Boy, that was it 8 years ago or something like that? That was fantastic.
That was amazing. This really is going to be even bigger.
Yeah, yeah. And this is great. It's wonderful to see the faithful come together, and it does something for us. When we see each other, the sheer numbers, the excitement, the commitment that we see in
it's exponential.
It is. It's powerful. Very, very powerful. And I think it'll be a historic day for the Archdiocese.
And we should mention, too, that this is not like the culmination and end of Rediscover. Mm-hmm. This is the first annual.
This is the beginning, mm-hmm. right.
This is the first annual.
Well, that's what we were talking about earlier about the Institute, is that we're not talking about one-time conversion, one-time events, one-time stories. This is ongoing for all of us. Ongoing.
Part of the
and
journey.
And from generation to generation.
Yeah. Jeff, it's always so much fun to have you here and to visit with you about everything that's going on in your life and the life of the church.
Well, you guys are doing a great job, and it's a privilege to be with you today.
Thanks for all you do, too, and
thank you
for devoting your life to helping people be better Catholics.
Jeff Cavins, thank you. And here are the details on the class of St. Francis starting this September. All modules of this two-year course will take place at Epiphany in Coon Rapids. Classes are divided into four 12-week modules. They meet on Monday evenings, 7 to 9 p.m., with two Saturday morning formative sessions per module.
And applications are being accepted now, but the deadline of June 1st is fast approaching. So get your application in now. For a link to that application form and for more information about the Catechetical Institute, visit our show page at rediscover-faith.org, and we've posted a link to the Catechetical Institute site, or call the Catechetical Institute at 651-962-5028. That's 651-962-5028.
Coming up on the Rediscover Hour, Archbishop Neinstadt discusses the meaning and importance of Pentecost in today's No Ordinary Conversation with Archbishop Neinstadt.
Plus, we'll take a look at Catholic events happening around town. We'll be right back.
I'm Ed with Modern Roadways. Recently, a prospective customer told me that we had an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I was more impressed than he was, but wondered why. My conclusion, our blacktop patching. We do what we call skin patching. First, we clean the area and apply a tack coat so that the new will hold to the old. Next, we patch over the present surface using its strength and durability, and only jackhammer and excavate where it is completely necessary. Skin patching is one-third the cost of excavation patching, so we can cover three times as much area for the same cost, getting all present potholes as well as areas that will be in potholes in 3 or 4 months. Now, the rest of the story. A $100 discount to any customer who gives us the go-ahead on an estimate of $1,000 or more and identifies himself as a Relevant Radio listener. Free estimates, Modern Roadways, 763-545-1777.
We are your people. We are your children, oh God. We are your people.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. In today's No Ordinary Conversation, Archbishop Neinstadt talks with Father John Paul Erickson about what Pentecost means and how we should mark this special feast day.
Your Excellency, thank you again for joining us. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Pentecost. We're in the midst of a season of festivity, the season of Easter, and it all culminates in this magnificent feast of Pentecost, a strange word for a day. What exactly is Pentecost, and what does it mean for Catholics?
Well, the word Pentecost comes from the idea that this is 50 days after the resurrection of the Lord.
I see.
Which is interesting because Lent is only 40 days long, and so we have 50 days after Easter to celebrate. I come from the school of Cardinal John Dearden, who always felt that, or thought, that a bishop should always celebrate Mass in his cathedral on Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost.
Marvelous.
And I'm not sure that every Catholic has that same kind of emphasis that they would put on Pentecost as much as on Christmas and Easter. We certainly don't get the large numbers of people that we do on those other feasts.
To be sure.
But it's equally as important because Pentecost really is the culmination of the Paschal Mystery. Paschal Mystery begun with the Lord's birth in Christmas time, culminates with his suffering and death and resurrection at Easter time. But then now this giving of the Holy Spirit, the Pentecost fire of the tongues coming upon the apostles and inflaming them really to be able to go out and to celebrate. What's always struck me as curious is that while we have those octaves after Christmas and after Easter, we don't really have an octave after Pentecost, because Pentecost begins the extraordinary time of ordinary time.
Oh, beautiful. It's a beautiful expression.
Because now that the Holy Spirit has been released, we don't need the octave to reflect and celebrate. We need to be engendered. Yeah, and to go out and give the message to others.
Okay. Archbishop, thank you very much. It's, as you mentioned, truly a beautiful feast day, and I do hope and I pray that your words will inspire the good people of this archdiocese to be inflamed with the Spirit and to bring that message to the street. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You can hear Archbishop Neinstedt regularly here on the Rediscover Hour in our No Ordinary Conversation segment.
Yeah, and if you have an idea for a No Ordinary Conversation topic, please contact us through our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Remember to click on radio in the top navigation bar or email us directly at therediscoverhour@archspm.org. That's therediscoverhour@archspm.org. And here's a look at some great events taking place locally. Bring your family and come join the Archdiocesan Corpus Christi procession on June 2nd, led by Bishop Lee Piché. The procession begins at the Little Sisters of the Poor Holy Family Residence at 330 Exchange Street South in St. Paul at 2 p.m. The procession concludes at the Cathedral of St. Paul with a special Holy Hour in honor of the Year of Faith. This Holy Hour at the Cathedral is called for by the Holy See as a way to commemorate this great Year of Faith declared by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI.
This is always a wonderful procession on Corpus Christi. The Blessed Sacrament is processed around with the whole crowd. It's something which goes back many, many years in the church, and a lot of people might remember it older than us as kids, but it's back. So come to the Corpus Christi procession on June 2nd, led by Bishop Lee Piché. Married couples, celebrate the gift of your vocation at the Archdiocesan Marriage Day Celebration Mass. That's coming up Saturday, June 8th at the Cathedral of St. Paul. This special celebration begins with Mass at 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 8th. That will be to honor all married couples, but especially those celebrating silver and golden anniversaries in the 2013 calendar year. A reception follows. Family and friends are welcome. The celebration is free of charge. Now, couples celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary in 2013 can receive a certificate signed by Archbishop Neinstedt. All requests for a certificate must be made in writing by June 1st. Now, you can send them to the Office of Marriage, Family, and Life. Marriage Certificates, 328 Kellogg Boulevard West, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55102. Get your pen out now. We'll give it to you one more time. Office of Marriage, Family, and Life. Marriage Certificates, 328 Kellogg Boulevard West, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55102. And if you want to call up and find out some more, call 651-291-4488. That's 651-291-4488.
Now remember, come join your fellow Catholics for a wonderful day of inspiration and celebration of our Catholic faith. Of course, I'm talking about the first annual Rediscover Catholicism celebration on Saturday, October 12th, 2013 at the St. Paul River Center. The doors open at 7 a.m. and programming starts at 8:30. Registration is open now for this amazing event, and it will sell out, so get on your computers or wherever you can call to register. It's featuring Archbishop Neinstedt, Matthew Kelly, Father Robert Barron, George Weigel, and many other fantastic speakers. And there will also be special programming opportunities for children and youth from kindergarten through 10th grade, as well as Spanish language programming. Adult tickets are $15. Youth grades 7 to 10 are $7, and kids in kindergarten through 6th grade are $5 each. Now you can find out more and register at rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org. And for more information on any of these events we've just talked about today on the Rediscover Hour, please visit the Rediscover Hour show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org and click on radio in the top navigation bar.
Now, that's a great lineup coming up at the Rediscover Catholic Celebration.
It's huge.
I'm looking forward especially to seeing George Weigel. I've talked to him. We were talking with Jeff earlier, and Jeff knows him very well. And one of the things that is current is George Weigel's latest book,
right? What's
Evangelical it? Catholicism.
That's right. And you're reading it.
I'm reading it. And Jeff has read it. And Jeff said, George doesn't normally write this way.
So, as if he's changed.
It'll be interesting to visit with George Weigel and hear him speak about evangelical Catholicism. That's at the Rediscover Catholicism Celebration, Saturday, October 12th at the St. Paul River Center. Where do we write again to find out more? Rediscover-faith.org.
Right, and you can register there. It's really easy. I've done it myself, and you can actually buy box lunches if you would like to for you and your kids. And the whole day is scheduled out. It's just going to be amazing. There's a mass with Archbishop, of course, and music. I mean, it's just a real day for celebrating.
I want to emphasize again, too, that this is not the culmination of the Rediscover effort. This is just the first annual. It's like a brand new beginning. As Pope John Paul II said, a new springtime of the faith. And this is the beginning of it. Well, coming up next week on the Rediscover Hour in Answering the Call, find out about exciting new efforts to reach out to young Catholics in our area through Archdiocesan Youth Day. Hear firsthand about the powerful impact the first annual Archdiocesan Youth Day had on participants. Learn how a high school-age teen in your life can participate.
And we'll talk with a married couple participating in next month's Marriage Day celebration at the cathedral and share details about this special mass and reception.
Plus, we'll hear a local seminarian's hope-filled vocation story as 10 local men prepare for ordination to the priesthood on May 25th.
Come back for this and a whole lot more. The Rediscover Hour, Fridays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 6 p.m., and Sundays at 9 a.m., right here on Relevant Radio.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio.